Dang nabbit, Zeb. Put that there mail order catalog down and get the checkerboard.
Don't want to pay checkers.
Then let's put some more stock on the shelves.
Well, I don't feel like putting stock in the shelves either.
Well, then let's do some bookkeeping. Ain't done no posting for 5 years.
Leave me lonely. I'm busy.
Busy? What in tarnation you busy at?
I'm trying to find out what the well-dressed young man should wear.
Check, there ain't no sense in that, any way you look at it.
Can't make up my mind whether I look best in a brown suit with green stripes or checkered blue and gray.
That's a fool thing to have your mind on anyway.
Buying a suit's serious business, Eb. You have to know what's being worn.
Who's buying a suit, you old fool?
I am.
Well, of all the goddamn fool things.
Well, you sold that practically new Sunday suit I bought back in 1912.
It was 1914 you bought it.
No, it was the year Taft was defeated for president. This was 1912.
Wasn't it? It was the year the war broke out in Europe. Remember you wore it on the old settlers' picnic. Mayor Schultzenheimer's little girl sat on your lap. You remember that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Then it was in 1912 because she was born in 1911.
Wasn't my war out, huh?
Well, it don't make no difference whether it was my war out or not. You sold it and that ends it.
Reckon you could buy it back, Chief.
I don't want it back. I'm going to have me a new suit.
That's burned extravagant, if you ask me.
I'm going to get one with heavy padded shoulders. Make you look manly-like, like the college fellows.
You turned into a dad darn jiggle-out your old age.
Shucks, I ain't so old you might be. Now look there. Just look there.
Yeah, I'm looking. What about it?
That's what I call, as you might say, style.
Yes, huh?
Yes, sure. Three-button swagger. Look at those buttons along the cuff there. Pinch back and up and down pockets.
Put your hair, Zeb, with the bottom. You don't mean to sit there and tell me you draped your finger in a coat like that.
Well, what in the tarnation's wrong with it?
Yeah. Well, I think we used to argue with you. You're that far gone.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
Tell me something, do they ever wear Congress gaiters with take top pants?
I don't know nothing about what these dudes wear.
Well, just thought of that.
Of course they do, but if I was doing it, I'd get me some nice yellow shoes and wear green socks with them.
Well, that might be more stylish. The Congress gaiters is mighty power comfortable.
Where'd you get that dad darn book, anyway?
Got it out of that drawer where we keep those old ledgers.
Didn't know we had it.
Of course you did. Well, it's been around here for years. There, see that picture there?
Well, what about it?
Don't you see nothing familiar about it?
Never seen the fella in my life.
Oh, not the fella. The suit he's wearing.
It does look a mite familiar.
Why, of course it does. That's the same suit you sold to buy Jim Crack for that there racehorse of yours.
You mean to tell me that's the picture of your last Sunday suit?
Yep. I remember I was on the town council the year I bought it. So I thought I'd better buy something more dignified.
You mean to tell me we've had that book around here all these years?
Yep, let's see if there's a date on it. Yes, sir, here it is, for the year 1912. See, I told you I got the suit in 1912.
Ain't you got no later catalog than that?
Yes, I got two or three, but I don't know, somehow the suits don't seem to appeal to me and them. And answer the phone there, will you?
Dagnabbit, I just got my knee saddled comfortable on the chair, and then you asked me to move.
I'm sorry, I'm busy. It won't hurt you a bit to do a little something around here.
I do something.
You don't need it.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
I do. Do what?
Do a little.
Do a little.
Well, ain't you going to answer it?
No, I'm not going to answer it.
Might be that many squish from over at the Opera House.
I don't care if it is.
All right, then I'll answer.
Dad, burn the kid away from that phone. Now start to answer the phone and don't want no one else to horn in.
Sure. Didn't know you was going to answer.
Well, I said it was, didn't I? Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Jones. How are you today? Well, that's good. Yes, I reckon we need a ticket seller. I haven't thought of it, though. Oh, shucks, I guess you do about as good as anybody. Of course you can. I'll tell you what. And when I talked to my partner, Ed Peters, about it and let you know. Yes, that's right. Goodbye.
Who is that?
Miss Jones.
Did you tell her any of them sweet potatoes?
No.
Fine tarnation, didn't you? You let them lay around until they ain't fit for the hogs without even lifting a hand to get rid of them.
Mrs. Jones called me about something else.
Did, huh?
Yes. She wants to be the ticket seller at the Opera House and write the show.
Well, why didn't you tell her she could?
Well, it did, practically.
Without saying anything to me, huh?
What?
Say, who in town ain't you think you are, anyway?
I didn't tell her she could.
You just said you did.
I told her she could as far as I was concerned, but I'd have to see you first.
Did you reckon she'd do all right?
Well, I guess he's about our steadiest customer. You know, we ought to show our appreciation for the business she gives us.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Besides, if she drives a right hard bargain,
yeah.
Guess she'd mind her P's and Q's and come selling tickets, all right.
Chuck, she might sell some of the seats at a premium, you might say.
No, you can't do that. You got to treat everybody alike in this business.
Well, just about everyone in town is going to be there. Sure, it caused a lot of interest in that there show.
Half the gals in town is wearing smoke glasses like that actress Hedda Hoyt.
Yeah, it's a fact. And say, you ought to see the fellas hanging around the jail in the evening. Guess it'll all be the show, all right.
Yeah, if they don't spend all their money buying them gals soda water first. Like Jackie, oh, they sure brought them.
Which one of you folks is the prostitute here, show?
Well, I guess I am. I know.
I am. I bought it.
Oh, come on, make up your minds.
Well, maybe both of us here. What can we do for you, young fella?
Well, I belong to the company, see?
Well, thanks, son, you know that. We're the fellow they call a comedian. They just can't call you handy.
Yeah, Jeff Barker, that's me.
Well, ain't your dinner setting well with you?
Yeah, but how they ain't treat me right on this here show.
They ain't, huh?
No. They don't have no regard for my lot at all.
Well, what's art got to do with it?
Well, shoot, I got a lot of funny gags, see? Sure fire stuff. And they won't let me use them.
Is that so? Well, I'll be goddamn.
Yeah, now, for instance, why won't they let me go up to the hammock and say, who was that lady I seen you with last night, see? Then I say, that wasn't no lady, that was... Hang on, now we got to change it. I'm supposed to get off the snapper, see? But that would give you a rough idea.
Yes, seems like I heard that somewhere.
Or I could go up to the wild woman and say, hello, chicken. No, that ain't it either, no. But it looks like they could do better than they do.
Oh, what would be the sense in that?
Oh, shoot, there ain't no sense in them. They're just gags, see?
Well, he's a comedian. He ain't supposed to have no sense.
No, that's right. I'm just like Charlie Chaplin, only I'm different.
I can see a difference.
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, can't you do something about my pop? I want to put this show on its feet, and it's holding me back.
Well, dagnabbit, we don't know nothing about getting up plays.
Well, you can say I'm funny, can't you?
Should we be polite and lie to him, or tell him the truth and take the consequences of that?
Damned if I know.
Listen, mister, I could be a scream, see? But what I need is a good straight man. I ain't got nobody to work with.
Well, dagnabbit, you got a whole dad darn company to work with, haven't you?
No. I know, but shoot, I won't cooperate. They, the way they throw the gags at me, they go sour.
Well, I bet most of them are sour before they throw them.
That face was sour before they got out of his mouth.
Dang, your face wouldn't sour milk.
Oh, heck, I'm supposed to be the funny one. You guys don't get paid for getting off no wisecrack.
Well, go on and be funny. Ain't no one holding you back.
No, go ahead.
I can't do that. We ain't got no straight man. Somebody's got to feed me.
Hear that, Deb? He's too dad darn foolish to feed himself.
Well, I knew it before he spoke, even.
Besides, I can't act without my makeup.
What in tarnation do you mean by makeup?
Oh, I got a funny makeup. A lot of funny lines all over my face.
What? You don't want to tell me you changed the look on your face?
Oh, heck. Quit fooling, will you? Change, but can't you do something for me? I want to be funny when the show goes on.
Well, shucks, young fella. I guess we have been Mike Fisky with you.
Well, yes, we have, but you're so funny looking. Well, what do you want us to do?
Well, now listen. I need a straight man to pull the jokes on, see?
Well, where in tarnation could we get that kind of a man?
Will you let me have one, will you?
Don't know where there is one.
Shoot, I know where there's one. Now, it's right here in town.
It's a straight man right here in town?
Yeah.
Well, who in the hell is he anyway?
Well, I don't know his name, but he talks like a Dutchman.
Well, Ebb. He means Mayor Schrotzenheimer.